This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. Open phone lines. It's free. It's free talk. You can call in 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's probably Friday night for you if you're listening to this. Maybe not. You may be listening anywhere in the world, but it is Saturday morning for us. And by us, I mean myself, Vin.
And Alex.
And we are here in the glorious Northern Mariana Islands. I'm looking out of the studio here on the top of the hill, and it's absolutely glorious. We're in the third hour here. We, as I said, we could talk about anything that you want, but it seems like a lot of people want to talk about COVID. A lot of people want to talk about the government's response, the censorship, the lockdowns. We would love to hear your own experience wherever you are. Again, you could call us 855-450-3733. Phone lines are open. We've got, speaking of the phone lines, my dog Rex, who is in Florida, who's calling. Hey, my dog Rex, what would you like to speak about?
Hey, gentlemen, first I wanted to ask you, is there a golf course where you're at?
Oh, yeah, there's world-class golf courses. There's been some Korean golf tournament stuff here, so it's legit.
All right. Well, holes. It doesn't sound like a bad place, then.
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about terms and conditions, because you mentioned, or someone was talking about U.S. citizens. A U.S. citizen is a property of the, under the plenary powers of Congress. It's not a free man. And people... we've been lied to since the day we were born. In fact, we were born into a lie for the past 1,000 years. But there's a book by Roger Sales called From Sovereign to Serf. And you can find it free on the Internet. And it explains the breakdown on how we volunteered into being slaves.
My dog Rex, I think that there's an interesting parallel here. It seems like this is an ongoing issue with people, and that people seem to time and time again volunteer to be slaves. It seems to me that the people who are volunteering to lock themselves in their homes when and not even do the littlest bit of resistance against this, against a lockdown that seems illogical.
People are afraid of taking out their trash. Like, it's gone bad.
So it seems to me that fear is a very powerful tool for getting people to relinquish that sovereignty. What do you say to that, that fear has been used against people, and maybe people, even with knowledge, the fear is still too much for them?
Well, you look at it like the gentleman was talking about his wife is licensed to cut hair.
Right.
She volunteered into a license is permission to do something that's normally considered illegal. She volunteered to get a license and subject herself to the plenary powers of the state. And now when she violates it, they want to complain when they should have just started cutting hair. And when they got arrested, sued the guy that deprived him of their right to association. I mean, you had all your rights to free speech, to association, to congregate, to be alive. And they've given that away for a license. And people got to
I agree with you. I'll push back.
If you'll agree, I'll push back.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think that it's a question of... I think we can all agree with the underlying principle. The question is, what should the tactics be, right? And my thought is, we want to move in the right direction. And do you move in the right direction where you have, you know, business owners being arrested all the time and having to waste money on court cases? Mm-hmm. Or do you move in the right direction by, you know, you're a successful person, you're a libertarian, you're leading by example. You're showing people that, you know, you can be successful, and you use that success to spread the ideas, spread the message, and be a role model for others. So I think there's, if we had more people who are sympathetic to this message, you know, I go to the court, the jury will nullify me, no worry about getting convicted. But until we progress further, I think we have to be careful that we're not seeing getting arrested as a badge of honor. Like, yes, I got arrested 5 times this year. I'm advancing liberty. No, you could advance liberty better by making an extra $10,000 and using that to fund new technology, cryptocurrencies, or, you know, paying for someone's lawyer or do something else like that. So we need successful people, we need entrepreneurial people, and although these laws are nonsense in many cases, needing a license to cut hair, if it's easy to follow, you should follow it just as a purely strategical sense, I would argue.
And I don't disagree. There's less labor involved when you submit to the slavery by getting your permits. But when you stand up for your rights, and if more people stood up for the rights and they sued the lawyer, the judge, the man, as the man, not as a judge, you don't sue the code enforcer by suing the city. You sue Bob for enforcing a code that he has no business imposing upon you. And if Bob doesn't know the rules, and the rules are there, if you learn, they're there. The rules restrict them from doing anything, from laying a hand on. All they can do to you is the same thing I myself can walk up to you and do to you. And if I can't tell you to cut, you can't cut hair, nobody can, unless you volunteer to let them. And once you start,
why not
doing
do both? Why not apply for your license, use that extra money? Like, if you don't apply, presumably eventually you'll have to have some legal expense.
I also want to push back on this a little bit, because I feel like there's something here where there appears to be a logical fallacy to me a little bit in what you're saying, Rex. You're saying don't submit to the authority of the state, and then you're saying that the remedy is to sue them, which is submitting to the authority of the state. Because if I'm not mistaken, that law enforcement officer and the judge both pull their paycheck from fundamentally the exact same person. Their checks are both signed by the same individual. They are both employed by the same entity. So if I am agreeing to be a slave by getting a license, how am I not agreeing to be a slave when I sue and I say that, yes, I will go under the authority of a judge? Can you square those two things for me?
Well, you're misconstruing it. Look at the state as Al Capone. And Al Capone.
Okay, and how is the judge not a part of the state? Is the judge not paid? Is the judge's paycheck not paid by the state?
The judge is one of Al Capone's hitmen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, if you submit to their license, you are becoming their property, and they can order you around. If you do not submit to their license, they have to attack you, and you have to sue them. But it's the pain of the thief. When a robber kicks in your door to your house, what do you say? Well, here's my, let me buy a license from you and I'll let you rob. You resist. You stop the attacker. Even though the court system is corrupt, they do have rules they got to abide by.
The police department, doesn't the police department also, though it's corrupt, have rules it has to? I'm not disagreeing with you per se in your thesis, your description. I just have a little problem here with the prescription, because it seems like the courts and the rules even set up for how to do a lawsuit, that seems to me like that is part of the state. And so if I am saying that they have authority, how am I not saying that everyone else, every other employee of the state has authority? That's what I'm kind of falling off from you here.
Well, let me put it this way. Because we were born into a lie and we were never taught how law works and the courts are supposed to work, and we don't know how to file a claim, we don't know how to resist, and on purpose, we've not been taught how the state is supposed to work. It's about time we learned.
And then I could not agree more.
And it's because of our ignorance that we get a license and we go the easy route because it's less painful and less labor. But when we got to pay attention and have to learn and we have to do it ourselves, and the Libertarian Party's not doing it because a lot of them seem to like the lockdown and the deprivation of rights because they're afraid of a common cold.
I could not agree more with that sentiment. Thank you very much, Rex, for your call. We We'll be back with more. We've got open phone lines, 855-450-FREE. You can talk about whatever you want. We're talking about COVID. We're going to be back after the break right here on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. From here in the glorious Northern Mariana Islands, I am Vin.
It's Alex.
And we have been spending this show speaking about mainly the COVID lockdown, the response to it. But of course, you can speak about whatever you would like. Phone lines are open. That's what makes it Free Talk Live. You can call and be a part of the conversation. 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And speaking of freedom, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Well, Freedom's Phoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You can go and visit that Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.com, Freedom's Phoenix.com. So we are back right into it. We have phone lines full again. You can call in 855-450-FREE. David in Tennessee has been waiting a little bit. We spoke about license and liberty earlier. Sounds like he would like to expand perhaps on some of that. David in Tennessee, how's it going, my brother?
Doing well. Thank you very much for having me on your show. First time listener.
Great.
When I was hearing you speak, you were mentioning liberty, and then you were mentioning license. And the thought that came to my mind was, you know, when they spelled out the Constitution, they weren't worried about no stinking license.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Walmarts back then. They didn't have the tax base that has been created. So my question is, in your opinion, if we were to go back in time and say, hey, guys, you might want to include the word license there as well. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness would become, you know, a little different. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and possibly a license. Maybe they'd rewrite the Constitution in that way, shape, and form. Because what you're doing here is you're kind of comparing apples to oranges, which they're not similar. They might be in the same to the group, but, you know, liberty and license are very, very different.
Yes.
And where we start talking about, well, a license is, you know, a guarantee to do what you want to do, and liberty is this, you know, we're making a big stretch there. You've got to remember, we come from a country that has no official language. None.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are not given an official United States dictionary to learn words and definitions. So we're kind of just playing this whole thing by ear. And so when we start talking about liberty, that may very damn well include in its definition from the get-go the word license. So
yeah,
I really and truly, I understand the government's got to have its tax base. By God, what happens if Donald Trump doesn't get another piece of chicken tonight because he can have enough taxes to buy another piece of chicken? Oh, it'd be terrible. But really and truly, I think we're overtaxed. And to be in the business as a government selling licenses, I don't want that from my government. I don't want to have to go to Walmart and buy a license. All right, it's bad enough I got to go buy a fishing license if I've got a fish. I want to feed myself. I should be able to do so, especially in public waters. So
you know what's very interesting about what you just said there, David, in terms of the licenses. California's governor, Gavin Newsom, it's fishing license in particular and the right to fish. I've thought this is very one of the interesting things about the history of California here is, you know, the governor has shut down state parks and beaches, so you can't go and actually fish off the, let's say, the Santa Monica Pier if you wanted to do that. Which a lot of people actually do off of all of the piers and Southern California beaches, it's actually a violation of the California Constitution in their Declaration of Rights. The right to fish is actually actually Section 25 in Article 1, the Declaration of Rights. I absolutely agree with you, and I agree with what you're saying. I think that this is one of the things.
Well, There's nothing really there to agree upon. I mean, we're not agreeing. We're just stating the obvious. And you know, when we start talking about California, for God's sakes, we're talking about California. And what's even worse is we're talking about the California Constitution. Now, that's another problem. We've got states with their own constitution. So they think, well, we're going to make our our Constitution a little bit more jazzed up. It's going to have a little more zing to it.
Well, the interesting thing about California is
let's get rid of the civil rights thing and do human rights. And then we're going to do puppy dog rights. And then we're going to do the save the whale rights instead. We're going to be a much better constitution because our state's going to be superior to all the other states. And
well, you know,
interestingly,
David, I mean, if you go and you read, I know the rap that California gets. I'm like a sixth generation Californian, so you know, to give you
to give you
some idea, you know, I remember my grandfather, a very very different California not too long ago. My grandfather, I remember him making guns. He was a gunsmith and making them in the house, and you know, making his own ammo in the house. And I remember him carrying in his car, and that was not that long ago. The California Constitution, actually, go and read that first article. Not only does it give all the rights in the Bill of Rights, but it really extends it. And that was kind of the point that I was getting to, was that the Founding Fathers never imagined that the government would try to stop people from fishing. The Founding Fathers never imagined that you couldn't decide what kind of plant you wanted to grow, for crying out loud, or that you could be thrown in prison for the possession of a plant. These are things that they couldn't even imagine. And I think that as we go on, the thing that we're seeing, the real problem, is that governments can never put enough rights into a piece of paper such that they won't be infringed upon in a tyrannical time. And I think that that's really what we're approaching in this day and age. David, thank you so much for the call. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for
our callers.
One last thing, too. You know, you were talking about the Founding Fathers not imagining. You know, if they had imagined Facebook, for God's sakes. I mean, now we're talking a whole different, now we're talking a global platform here. And what you're talking about, where the constitutions were written and they prohibited fishing and survival and just living, now we have Facebook. And we're talking a whole different creature now. The game has changed. Radio isn't the free speech it used to be. You go on the internet if you really want to blast somebody. And so what you're talking about, yeah, that was a day way gone by, back in the 90s, you know, back when they were trying to rehash disco and crap. Now we're talking about a totally different thing here. We're talking about a global society where even in China, I've got friends on Facebook that are in China that text me left, right, and center. And mm-hmm. I'm able to converse all over the world. And the truths, the human truths are very easy to find. And one of them is, licenses? Are you kidding me? For God's sake, there's no way that liberty doesn't include the word license in its definition.
I would 100% agree. Thank you very much, David, for that call. It's got to be all or nothing, Alex. It's got to be all or nothing.
Indeed. Yeah, the only way for you to believe in a license is to go to a state school for 20 years, right?
Indoctrination.
All the places with no education, if you're talking about license, like, what do you mean license? Like, I just go to the ocean and fish.
And that's the way that it should be. If you'd like to talk about this or anything else, go ahead and give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead who are spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News. The White House has blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying about the response to the coronavirus crisis before the House Appropriations Committee, according to spokesman Evan Hollander. He had been asked to appear on May 6th. Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been a key advisor in the Trump administration's fight against the virus. White House spokesman Judd Deer said the May 6th hearing is not an appropriate time for Fauci to go before the House. Nearly 900 employees, that's 40% of the workforce at a Tyson's food processing plant in Indiana, have now tested positive for the coronavirus. The plant had altered operations April 25th, one of several Tyson plants across the country that have voluntarily closed in an effort to help contain the spread of the virus. A spokeswoman said the Loganport plant employs over 2,200 people, but declined to confirm the number who have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, the Friday show from the glorious Northern Marianas Islands. I'm Vin.
And it's Alex.
Well, we're feeling pretty free right now. Feeling pretty free. But if you wanted to feel more free, and you are in the area of New Hampshire, or you would like to go to the area of New Hampshire, you'd like to explore things with some more freedom-minded people, in the beginning of July, join liberty-minded, voluntarist, anarchist, and libertarian from June 29th until July 5th for Fork Fest 2020. That is fork, like a spoon and fork, or like fork in the road. 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fork Fest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And Fork Fest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's forkfest.party. We had actually a call earlier, I believe it was in the first or second hour, of somebody asking, well, with all of this COVID shutdown, will ForkFest be happening? I went ahead, checked with the headquarters there in Keene. They said if Rogers Campground is open, it will happen because, after all, it is up to you, the individual. This is a decentralized activity, June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We've got people waiting on the line. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, 855-453-733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call that and get involved in the conversation. I'd like to get to some of these calls so that we can get these people on air. David in New Mexico has been on hold for quite a while. What say you, David?
Yeah, so here's the next level in lockdown, and all of the national news has is, if anybody wants to look at it, the governor, Michelle Wuhan Grisham of the state of New Mexico, has blockaded the city of Gallup in New Mexico. Nobody comes in, nobody goes out. For the next 3 days, the New Mexico State Police and the National Guard have 11 checkpoints on all the roads going in and out, and nobody gets in or out unless they have a Gallup residence on their, or a Gallup address on their ID. And no more than two people in any vehicle. All businesses are shut down completely from 5 p.m. till 8 a.m. And nobody is allowed to leave their home unless it is for basically emergency purposes. And any violation will be written up as a misdemeanor. You get a second violation. It's a fourth-degree felony. And it's done under the authority of the New Mexico Riot Act. So
interesting. This is actually the eventuality that I have been predicting since even before these lockdowns. That is a steadily increasing checkpoints and lockdown using particularly military, the National Guard. This is exactly the reason why I bundled up my family, basically with what, quote unquote, the clothing on our back, and we made the last flight that was in or out of here in the Northern Marianas Islands. I do not think that this is the last time that this is going to happen. I do not think that it is only going to be this city. I think this is just a test. David, are you in Gallup, New Mexico, or are you outside?
No, I'm not in Gallup. They're in a different part of the state.
And is there talk? Are you seeing movement for them to do this in other parts of the state? What is the justification that is being used that makes Gallup so special in this case? What are they saying? What is the rationale they're using?
The justification is, well, first of all, let me interject also that I think that it's a test that any time what they're doing, I think, is looking for any opportunity to, in the remotest way, to legitimize using some powers that they have or think that they have for the number one purpose of exercising the power so that they can do it more easily the next time they want to utilize that power. And the justification is that there is a higher than, it's the area of the state that has the highest incidence, relatively speaking, of the occurrence of that virus.
I see. You know, this has been my worry. I will tell everyone what my worry has been from the beginning, and my worry is that this will happen on interstate borders. Exactly what is happening in terms of Gallup will happen between states. So, for instance, that California, which is locked down, might say that Arizona, if they decide to lift their lockdown, that you cannot travel across that border without moving through a checkpoint. And I think that we start to get into a very tenuous situation when you have literally militaries from opposing governors sitting on either side of a border within the United States blocking movement. That old saying, if goods, and in this case I think it would be workers as well, can't cross borders, then armies will. This is something people need to pay attention to.
Well, have you heard of anyone resisting? Are they going to do protests? Is there going to be any reaction? Because it's what you're talking about is pretty severe, and I think you're right to point out this is a test. They want to see how the other side reacts, right? The tyrants have made their move. What will the lovers of liberty do in reaction? Will there be another Michigan where people say, well, you know, let's see if they're really serious. Are they willing to arrest 100 people?
or 1,000
or 10,000.
Right,
yeah.
Go ahead, please, please.
In this particular instance, so far there's no report of anybody resisting it in this particular instance. And let me add also, your scenario of checkpoints on the borders, New Mexico also already did that one last week or 2 weeks ago already. And I believe it might, I don't know if it was at the powers of the state or if it was the powers of the county that did it, but they put a law enforcement checkpoint on the border between Colorado, one of the entrances between Colorado and New Mexico, and they were stopping and asking having interaction, put it that way, with everybody coming into New Mexico from Colorado, and they were not necessarily checking papers or giving orders, although they could have, but I think they mainly were just establishing a presence and asking their people's purpose for traveling and then telling them what their expectations were as far as self-isolating for whatever period of time and asking what their intentions were and stuff like that, which is intrusive enough anyway.
Yeah, David, this is thank you for this information. I think that people need to keep their eyes on New Mexico and the other places where this is happening.
Don't just keep your eyes, you know. Start preparing some kind of protest. What can you do? Right? I think people like to just sit there and think, there's nothing I can do. Well, you can be like David. Maybe he's not willing to go there himself, but he brought it to the attention of others, mm-hmm. others who might be willing to. And those who are going, maybe they need supplies, maybe they need, you know, bail money, maybe they need something. So I think it's really important that everyone has to step up now. They're yes. escalating. The stakes are high, right? We're talking about, you know, martial law just being imposed. You can't leave your city. You can't leave your house. Like, this is crazy. And if it's the test. If we fail this test, there's going to be more of it. So this is no time to just be a bystander. It's time to act.
Yeah, this... I think you bring up a very important point there. And the point is that human beings, we need to know that other people feel the way that we feel. I think that that's one of the most powerful tools, the levers that they're making with the censorship. And we'll talk about that after the break. But the censorship, the idea that... if you can censor these sorts of messages, people will feel like they're alone. And if they feel like they're alone, they won't resist. And they will just go along to get along. So, yes, absolutely right. If people want to call in and give information about what's happening where they are or talk about anything at all, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the Friday show.
Finally Friday.
Finally Friday. It's not Friday for us. It's Saturday morning for us, but it's a glorious Saturday morning here in the Northern Marianas Islands. I am Ben.
And it's Alex.
And this is the last few minutes, so if you want to call in, if you want to talk about anything, we would love to have you on. 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Yeah, and we just had a call from Dave in New Mexico.
Yes, indeed.
He brought a crazy thing to our attention. There was basically martial law in a city, Gallup, in New Mexico. And, you know, we had never heard of this, but now thousands of people around the country are hearing this. Run over 200 radio stations around the country. And that's because of our amplifiers. That's the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. People who give a monthly donation to get us on more radio station, get us to more ears. And we'd like to thank Mike Spike. Mike Spike, a silver amplifier.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for getting us on even more stations around the country. And if you want to help spread the message of liberty, free speech, and the other ideas we promote, join the amplifier program.
Yes, indeed. To the New Mexico, I was able to pull this up thanks to our caller Dave in New Mexico, right, who called in. This is from The Hill. Kind of breaking news today. Governor closes all roads leading into New Mexico, city grappling with coronavirus outbreak. Basically, what's going on here is that starting Friday at noon, she's closing all roads leading into Gallup from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily. Vehicles can only have two people maximum. And she's doing this under the Riot Control Act after outgoing Gallup Mayor Jackie McKinney and new Mayor Louis Bonaguidi requested she shutter the city in the midst of a sharp rise of cases. There's 1,000 cases there, and that's more than 30% of the state's total positive COVID-19 cases. And the weird part about this that I read, the order expires at noon on Monday. You'll be punished with a misdemeanor charge if you violate the order, but they're doing it from Friday to Monday, which seems to me that from an epidemiological standpoint, that's going to do nothing. I mean, those 3 days is not going to make a difference on something where the incubation is between 5 and 14, perhaps even 20 days. It's very strange.
It's not strange. It's incrementalism, right? It's
frog in a pot.
What they're doing is saying, what can we get away with? They always said, oh, we're just going to have a short lockdown, like maybe 2 weeks, and then we'll be opened up, you know, just to flatten the curve, right? For just 3 days, you know, it's, I know it's a little extreme, but it's only for 3 days.
So you're saying that this is not going to last only 3 days. I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah, but why would they do something for 3 days when they can do it for 3 weeks? Or better yet, why not just give them this power forever? That's what they're thinking. It's like, you know, we should just be able to snap our fingers. Oh, we hear a rumor there's going to be a big protest. Like, say a Virginia-like situation.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people are going to come in and protest their rights. Let's just shut down that city they're going to. And just no one in or out.
Well, this is the Riot Control Act. This is what they're doing it under. I mean, it's... And tyranny is here?
I think the judicial system should be disgusted, right?
Yes.
You know, there's... Do you have to draw your line somewhere? And if this is not the line where you're literally closing down a city and no one can leave their house and it's just unbelievably draconian, right? Communist China would love to have a law like this on the books.
Well, James in Phoenix, he's in the state right next door. He's right there in Arizona. Maybe he's got something to say about this thing happening in New Mexico. James has been holding for quite a while. James, thanks for holding on. What's going on?
Yes, yeah, corona confirmation bias virus. You, Finn, and your fellow co-host have done that for the last 3 hours in the public airwaves, where the U.S. Navy is protecting you from tyranny, of which, finally, after almost 3 hours, I heard somebody mention China, which is where you lovers of liberty should be aiming your verbal guns at. But I should like to quickly say, also, I agree that there are good people on both sides, Alex, but I don't demonize Governor Whitmer or the governor of Nevada for doing things that they actually, or doctors and experts that advise our powers to be of doing what they're doing. I don't like it any more than anybody. This virus has cost me thousands of dollars, literally, and it's literally, I'd be working right now for
the virus has cost
money.
You the virus has
yeah,
cost you thousands of dollars?
Down in Arizona. The partial
the virus closed
Arizona.
The virus closed down a business?
Can I
the virus?
Question.
Yes, please. Please do.
The shutdown of Arizona, it cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of labor, of lost wages, of which I'll never recoup. But I ain't blaming
did the virus...
I ain't blaming Doug Ducey.
Did the virus shut down? Who shut down the businesses? Because I've never known that a virus could shut down a business.
Okay,
I've never heard of that.
The governor did. Now
okay.
That I said it again. The governor did, but I don't begrudge him for doing that, which I believe he thinks is right. And I'm suffering because of it, but you don't hear me railing about Doug Ducey or President Trump. But you will hear me railing about President Xi, who you lovers of liberty, rather than, unlike Area 51 residents, I'm not talking about Dave from New Mexico, I'm talking about Steve, who called a hoax. This pandemic is not a hoax. You may agree or disagree with what the government has done about it, but the Rockefellers, what they did in 1930, doesn't have anything to do with it any more than the Tuskegee operation, the despicable things that happened then, have to do with our government not having caused this virus, but a despicable, tyrannical government just east of you that I don't see you and your lovers of liberty going up with your guns, taking boats over there and being courageous and confronting them. Because if I had my way, President Xi and his fellow communists, party members would literally be in prison or be hanging from a rope. That's who you should aim your verbal guns at, not at governors in New Mexico or Minnesota or Nevada, or I'm not naming mine at Doug Ducey, again, who's cost me thousands of dollars. But one of you, Alex, by the way, you talk a big game, but you are literally, just by the sound of your voice, the last person I would ever want to be in with a firefight. Because you'd always have my back when you'd be with the queers in the rear with the gear.
So I'm trying to understand here. You have lost thousands of dollars. Let me be sure that I've got this right.
Yeah.
You've lost thousands of dollars
because
your business has been shut down.
I don't get to work.
You don't get to work
because of it. Yeah.
But you are angry at the president of China for shutting down your business.
The virus came from China. respect our enemies of the United States of America, not your government or my governors in the Western states or our president, who that I'm going to try and not name call Alex actually said he wants reelected. Well, is he the one that's covering for the people sassafras that supposedly murdered a formerly suicidal man in Rikers Island prison? So if you know what you're talking about, many of former Rikers Island guards will say the cameras broke down all the time, and the guys that were supposed to be watching him weren't billionaires. They were making like $15 an hour in the middle of the night when he killed himself. But I don't want to go there. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I believe in liberty, life.
So you don't believe in conspiracy theories, but you believe that the Communist Party of China had a conspiracy to... Isn't that a conspiracy theory, that the Communist Party of China released a virus?
The virus came from Wuhan.
Did it come from Wuhan or President Xi in China?
Yeah,
so we can keep it straight.
The government executed a doctor that first wanted to expose a likely pandemic. He's disappeared. Okay. And so many of the other people that were spoke out when we should have done a lot more about it. And quarantines aren't a bad thing, and they do save lives. I don't like it any better than you do. It's cost me thousands of dollars. But I'm not railing against our government. I rail against communist governments that will tap both of you if you spoke on the public airwaves like you do about the U.S. government every day.
And
don't ask me a question. Respond to that and why you're not.
I'm going to respond right now. And if you don't let me speak, since I have the hold button, I will just mute you, right? So I'm going to finish my sentence here because we don't have very much time. In this country, which you are saying that you don't, it's fine for you to not want to speak up and say negative things about public officials. But the difference between this country and China is that we are allowed to disagree with our public officials. That's one of the reasons why this country has risen to greatness. It's part of having a, even to vote.
Okay,
what's the point of voting somebody out of office if you don't? No, you can't. I'm actually going to put you on hold for just a second because you like to interrupt. But I'm the one with the hold button. So here's the deal. You don't have to agree with anything that's going on. You don't have to agree with me. But the goal here is, so long as nobody's being censored, you're allowed to express your opinion. I'm allowed to express my opinion, particularly on the public airwaves, then that's how we get things done, and people can decide for themselves. And I hope that people are able to decide for themselves. That is the end of our call. Thank you very much for the call there. Alex, thank you. It's been great. Hopefully we'll do this again next week.
Yeah, and to the people out there, you know, take back your freedom. Don't let them just take it. It's time to step up.
100%. This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see
you. Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.